Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you. Courage has been defined as grace under pressure. And courage, defined in that fashion, most exemplifies the President of the United States. Courage not just in a physical sense, but in a mental and moral sense as well. No person in my lifetime has better articulated the ideas that we Americans think of ourselves in our best moments. No person in high office has been more willing to listen to people who disagree with them as well as those who agree with them, but eventually to make up his own mind on the basis of what he thinks is best for the United States of America and all Americans. I have never had an honor greater than that to introduce to my friends in the state of Washington the President of the United States.
We don't have too much time, and I know also the material sacrifice you made to be here today, and I hope that all of us here can make it worthwhile. You're a good governor, and Slade, I thank you very much for those kind words, and Jennifer, you're a wonderful state chairman here. I had some remarks all planned here, and I'm not sure that I ought to use them, because I think maybe in the few minutes we have, Mather, because so many of you have told me already that you were in the other room in the building where I made a speech and have heard one already. You shouldn't have to hear it twice and pay for the privilege. But you know, this was a very wonderful and a warm Republican welcome, and I couldn't help but find myself thinking back over some of the vicissitudes of our party and some of the times past. Recently, I was speaking, believe it or not, at a Republican rally like this down in Mississippi. Now, that in itself is kind of a novelty. But while I was there, I heard a story which they told me was absolutely true. There's a congressman, a Republican congressman now, who after a great many years is retired and lives there in Mississippi. He was, I guess, the first in a century Republican congressman from the state of Mississippi. But the story has to do with his campaigning and his first campaign for Congress. He was out in the country and he stopped in at a farm and met the farmer there and told him, he said, that who he was and that he was running for governor or for Congress. And the farmer said, well, I'll wait right here. And he turned and he went running across the barnyard yelling, Maw, Maw. And when he came back, he and his wife hand in hand, and they faced the candidate and said, we've never seen a Republican before. And then she said, would you make a speech? Well, he kind of looked around for a podium, and there happened to be a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman said it had taken her 35 years to get Harry to call fertilizer. And he got up on that, and he made a little campaign pitch to them. And when he'd finished, why, the farmer says, we've never heard a Republican speech before. And the candidate said, well, I've never made one before, standing on a Democratic platform. Yeah. say, I'm going to kind of abandon here some of the remarks that I'd put down. I think you know what the crusade was all about in 1980 and what we were faced with in Washington and what the situation was. And I think you're probably all aware of the figures now and the changes that have been made. An interest rate that was 21.5 is now 11, which is still too high. And some people are doing something about that now on their own. There's a savings and loan in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that has just communicated with me to tell me that they have put up $100 million earmarked for home mortgage loans at 9.9% interest rate. But the retail sales are up, and last month the drop in unemployment was the greatest in some 23 years in a single month. Sure, we still have too much of it. And incidentally, let me just correct something. I don't know why it is, but the statisticians in the Labor Department keep giving us two sets of figures. Now, one of them is if you don't count the men and women in the armed forces. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they've got a job, and a very important one. So they also do the figures with them. Well, if you count the military as part of the employment pool, the unemployment rate isn't 9.5%, it's only 9.3%. And we'll keep using that. And the other thing is that for the first time in 16 years, we've gone through a 12-month period in which the inflation rate for the last 12 months has been 2.4%. So if you'll remember, it was double-digit and 12.4% when we started, and that was the second year in a row that it had been in double digits. And we think that this is pretty good progress. You know that we've given you a 25% across-the-board tax cut, made some additional adjustments to that to reduce the marriage penalty and a few other things, changed the business taxes. And we are fixing it so that it already has been passed, that in 1985, no longer will government be able to inspire inflation and then get itself a tax increase by pushing all of you into higher tax brackets when you haven't made any real gain in earning power at all. From 1985 on, tax rate will be indexed to the inflation rate. Now, for just a couple of minutes here that may be left, I just wonder, I know that sometimes you must have said to yourself, certainly when you're reading the paper sometime, you must have said, boy, if I had a chance, would I ask him? Well, now's your chance. I think the only way we can have a dialogue with a limited time here is if somebody... Yes?
President, a group of us that are here today are going to the Soviet Union in 4 weeks, what's your message to the average person in the Soviet Union? What's our message to be together?
Well, if you get a chance to talk to them, I think just where every chance you get, just factually talk about what democracy is like and what it is that we have here, and explain to them that, because they never hear an unbiased story, they're given propaganda in their news media. They think that we're warmongers. They think that we're the ones that are trying to cause a war and possibly attack them. And you all know better, we all know better, that that's not our mission. You know, as long as you're going there, I have to tell you, you might be on the watch too. And if you get any new ones, bring them back to me. I have been a collector lately of stories that I can actually confirm through defectors are told by the Soviet people among themselves. And they reveal the cynicism they have about their own system. And one of the last ones I heard is the commissar went out to a collective farm, stopped one of the workers, and he said, how are things? Any complaints? Oh, he said, no, sir, I never hear a single complaint. And he said, and how were the crops? He said, the crops were wonderful. Potatoes? Potatoes. He said, comrade, if we piled them up in one pile, they'd reach the foot of God. And the commissar said, this is the Soviet Union. There is no God. The farmer says, that's all right. There are no potatoes. Thank you very much. Thank you. You believe me, that's one advantage of my age. I'm too late to invent a reverse gear now. Yes, and I'm just trying to figure what should be the, yes, Faith Whittlesey might be one if it has to do with blocks of voters and so forth and that approach.
Ed Rollins,
if it happens to be straight political, Ed Rollins is handling the political thing. And any number of us that would be very happy to straighten you out on some of the misinformation that you're getting on what we're doing there. What?
It's the other people who get the misinformation from the press.
I know. Pretty frustrating for me, too. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you very much. That little incident that was so very widely heralded the other day about my supposedly being treated unkindly by the Federated Business Women's Club, I have to tell you, in their defense, no, I couldn't have been better treated. There was one individual who subsequently got into the prints in a very large way, but I walked out of the room to a standing ovation. I was warmly received while I spoke to them, and I wasn't trying to tell a joke when I said that I believe that, and I think a great many scientists do, that women have been the civilizing influence on men.
But the president has to move on to Los Angeles. I'm sorry to end this. Thank you all for coming, and let's thank him for making a wonderful day.
Thank you.